Association is a method of reinforcing positive thoughts, and dissociation is a technique of eliminating negative ones. I associate with thoughts that empower me and dissociate from those that steal my dreams. Most people get this backwards. When disaster threatens, they fully associate with it. They bring it up in their mind's eye and place it in front of their face. They blow it out of proportion so that it's larger than life. They make their life into a personal torture chamber. They strap themselves into the electric chair of life and turn on the current. I dissociate from my failures and shrink them down in size so they are barely visible. I push my shortcomings and failures off in the distance. I accept responsibility for them, but I don't torture myself with them. I associate with my victories and enlarge them to such a big size that they are the only thing I can see. I examine them in great detail and revel in them many times each day. I savor each morsel of victory and celebrate it each day of my life. I've been sailing around the world for 11 years on exit only, and what a trip it has been, full of agony and ecstasy and everything in between. I nearly died in a car accident in New Zealand, and I reckon that that qualifies as agony. In the ecstasy department, I sailed 33,000 miles around the world and have seen the things that sailing dreams are made of. So where did we go? Some people would say nowhere, but I would say everywhere that my heart desired and everywhere that I had the courage to point the bows of my sturdy catamaran. It's all a matter of perspective. If you are a die-hard city dweller living in New York, Paris, Rome, or London, I suspect you would say that we went nowhere. After all, we didn't go to a single Broadway musical or watch the New Year change over in Times Square on December 31st. We didn't walk down the Champs-Élysées, walk under the Arc de Triomphe, visit the Sorbonne or munch croissant at a sophisticated Paris café. We didn't go to the Vatican or tour the Roman Colosseum. We didn't ride gondolas in Venice or view the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We didn't see Buckingham Palace or ride the Tube or visit the Millennium Dome on the River Thames. So there you have it. Hardcore city dwellers probably are right. We never went anywhere. But before you pity our pathetic plight or heap reproach on our clueless heads, let me tell you where we went. We went everywhere most city dwellers never go. We sailed through the Panama Canal and spent the night on Gatun Lake in the land between the seas. We swam with penguins, seals, and white-tipped sharks in the Galapagos. We watched lizards eating cactus blossoms and marine iguanas swimming along lava-encrusted shores. We sailed into Kon-Tiki Land, the high volcanic Marquesas Islands, the land of ancient Polynesian warriors, and we walked through the ruins of their long-abandoned villages. We swam beneath a waterfall that was more than 1,200 feet high, jumping off rocks into cool Polynesian pools. We sailed the crystal-clear lagoons of the Tuamotu archipelagos, exploring the motus of Apataki with its pearl farms scattered across the lagoon. We medmoored downtown on the quay in Papeete and shopped in traditional markets. We anchored in Paradise in Morea and hiked up to the Belvedere. We visited Polynesian ruins in Raiatea and anchored in beautiful Taha. We visited Missioner's Bali High, which is Bora Bora, a Pacific crown jewel and personal sailing mecca that proved I was living my dreams. In Bora Bora, we explored a Tabu Motu where extraterrestrials established a now-defunct French New Age cult. We visited Suvorov Atoll and met the family that watches over this remote patch of paradise. We restocked our yacht in American Samoa and then pointed our bows south to the Kingdom of Tonga. We visited my favorite named island on planet Earth, which is Malafakalava. We snorkeled Mariner's Cave and shopped in Niafu's narrow streets. We sat around bonfires on the beach and made plans with other cruisers whether we would sail south to New Zealand or west to Australia. We dodged uncharted reefs and undersea volcanoes en route to Fiji and finally turned south to the land of the long white cloud, which is New Zealand. We toured from the North Cape to Wellington and rode the Lynx across the tempestuous Cook Strait to the South Island of New Zealand. We visited glaciers, mountains, drove down Skipper's Canyon and up the Remarkables, and shot river rapids in jet boats. We visited Christchurch with its Antarctic Staging Center and visited Milford Sound in Fiordland. The next stop was New Caledonia and the Isle of Pines, a tiny Pacific paradise with clear water and beautiful reefs. There were hikes in Prony Bay where jumping Spanish mackerels land on your boat and into your frying pan. Next stop was Australia and the Great Barrier Reef with a 10,000-kilometer side trip into the Australian outback. Then on to Brisbane, Sydney, Cairns, Townsville, Lizard Island, Thursday Island, and finally Darwin. Next stop was Bali in remote Borneo, traveling up remote rainforest rivers to commune with wild orangutans in the jungle. We moved on to bustling Singapore and the Malaysian paradise of Langkawi. We fed eagles at the Hole in the Wall on Langkawi's north shore and cruised among the immense limestone pinnacles of Malaysia and Thailand. Next came Phi Phi Island and Phuket in Thailand with a global tsunami that wreaked havoc in the Indian Ocean. Then came the Maldives in the middle of the Indian Ocean, a clear water paradise, and the last outpost before entering the Gulf of Arabia. Don't forget the adventures in Oman, Yemen, Eritrea, Sudan, and Egypt. There was a Nile River cruise from Luxor to the High Aswan Dam, visiting the ruins of Pharaoh's domain. There were pyramids in Giza and a 2-day passage through the Suez Canal. We made an overnight sail to Israel, running the Israeli Navy gauntlet. We toured the ancient glory of Nimrod's fortress on the Golan Heights. Then we visited the Holy Land, the Dead Sea, and the Mitzpah Ramon crater. Then we made a visit to Jordan's Wadi Rum and Petra's Hidden Kingdom. The voyage continued on to Cyprus and Turkey, where we saw Crusader castles, Ephesus, Hierapolis, and waterfalls frozen in time at Pamukkale. Next, we sailed on to Greece, Italy, the Balearics, and Spain. Then we explored the Pillars of Hercules at Gibraltar, the staging ground for our transatlantic adventure. Next, we jumped off the Canary and Cape Verde Islands and across the Atlantic to Barbados. Finally, there was the Caribbean with dozens of unique destinations before crossing our outbound track in Fort Lauderdale, 11 years after starting our global adventure. Along the way, we saw thousands of sunrises and sunsets, dozens of green flashes, and we watched the Milky Way make its nightly journey across the sky. Orion, Taurus, and the Pleiades were our constant companions as we sailed on through our nights at sea. We breathed clean air and swam in crystal clear waters for 11 years. Those were the best 11 years of my life. Perhaps die-hard city dwellers are right. Maybe we never went anywhere or accomplished anything. After all, we didn't visit New York, London, Paris, or Rome. I'll let you decide. Where did we go? Nowhere or everywhere? What did we accomplish? Nothing or everything?